I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on.
You guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Okay, I won't come back until I have actual money. Jesus, just tell Brad that, like, I'm gonna be back and, like, I'll see him soon, okay? Ugh. Freaking 7-Eleven manager just freaking thinks that they are the president of the world and, like, freaking my dad. Like, you're not my dad. You're not my mom. You're not my dad. You're not my older brother. Like, oh my God. I just miss him. Like, what am I supposed to do? I guess, like, last time I saw Brad, I was like with Gumbob. Who is that guy? I'm just feeling like sensitive right now. I'll go back to St. James Street and just see if he's there, and maybe Brad will just show up. Like, maybe I can wish for him back or something. That'd be so cool. And that would show that stupid manager. Ugh, what a loser. Okay, so Grumbob said that, like, as long as my heart remained pure, like, I could just find it again and see him. St. James Street. Okay, cool. Hello?
Hi!
Oh,
I'm Grumbo.
Grumbro, yeah.
How's it going?
Good. Can I make a wish? Okay, so for my first wish...
Wait, what? I can't grant wishes.
What? You can't?
Yeah. No, I can just provide educational lessons.
Ugh!
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, teach me how to kill a grown man. Like, how do I... I just gotta defeat the manager of 7-Eleven.
Wow. There might be something in the library about it. We can go look there.
Library? Like, can't we just, like, go someplace else? Like, what are you doing right now? Are you busy?
I've just been here living off this goldfish fountain ever since the Dark Fairy Lord got defeated. Because turns out it just got St. James Street stuck attached to your neighborhood forever.
Oh my God. Wait. Yeah. So since the Dark Fairy Lord... Oh, by the way, I'm really sorry about what happened to Shelby.
It was very gruesome. I tried to bury the body. I only got about 2 feet down, and I tried to bury it, and a coyote came and took the remains.
Well, Shelby was like 4 feet tall, so... Yeah.
I don't have a lot of muscle mass.
Yeah. Okay, well, what should we do? Like, Brad's not off his shift, and you can't make him show up, so...
There's an ice cream truck over there. Should we go check that out?
Yeah, let's go to the ice cream truck. Yeah!
All right, maybe they take goldfish. All right!
Yeah! You know, you're not so bad, Grumbro. Like, what's your deal?
What?
Do you have a best friend? I mean, I'm not looking. I'm just, like, trying to get to know you.
Yeah, Shelby.
Oh, that's dead.
Yeah. I'm processing it.
Oh, that's cool.
What? I don't think there's anybody at this ice cream truck.
Hello.
Well, you're spooky, dude.
Thank you.
I'll take a small cup of... do you have a mocha chocolata, Yaya?
Okay. And can I have one of those Ninja Turtles with the ball eyes?
Listen, do you like to start activities?
Yeah.
Then I have quite the set of activities for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Does it come with ice cream? Because that's...
Take these tasty treats, and they will definitely not put you to sleep.
Eat them.
Cool. It's a weird thing to say, but I trust you. I don't know.
Take this these chocolatey treats in your supple lips. Eat them.
Okay. I wanted a Ninja Turtle. So, oh!
This guy's cool.
Ah, yes. All right. Now we just gotta be a little behind the scenes of the horror movies, as I have to actually go and tie them up with duct tape now and pull them into the back of my truck and drive them to the location in which I set to torture them. All right. Here we go. Get the duct tape around this little guy. Okay. Now I'm going to drag this little one into the back of my van. Oh, this little guy, this little Muppet-like creature is so heavy. Okay. Ugh. Oh, shit. My earphone fell out. All right, now I'm going to get the child. I'm going to wrap the child's mouth up. And the child's appendages as well. I'm going to pull this... Oh, this little child is even heavier to pull into the back of my van. Oh, okay. All right, I got them both in the back of my van. Now I have to drive to the location, which is approximately 2.3 miles away from here. Child of mine. I freaking love this song. Yeah, sorry to drive. I just hope a cop doesn't pull me over. It'll be really hard to explain.
Wee, 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 wee.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna pull over. I hope I remembered my license registration.
Hello there. License and registration, please.
Yes, here's my license, and let me look in the glove box for the registration. Oh, thank God it's here. Here you go, sir.
All right. Do you know why I pulled you over today?
No, sir, I have no idea. I was abiding by all of the speed limits and stop signs.
It's true, you were. You're an impeccable driver, and I respect that.
Thank you, sir.
But listen up, bucko. Your tail light's out, and I need that to be fixed by tomorrow. Got it?
You know, it's the funniest thing. I had parked my van in the.
This is funny.
No, it's. No, it's not, sir. I'm sorry. Have a good day.
I didn't tell you to leave yet, citizen.
I'm such a Judge Dredd vibe. I'm a little intimidated myself. I consider myself a villain, but you have me a little bit intimidated myself.
Well, everything checks out. You can go. Just get that taillight fixed.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your work.
Try to get some seatbelts around those children in the back there, all right?
Yes, they're in a sugar coma. I fed them too much. They ate too much ice cream. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm going to go report this back to Sarah.
Okay. Whew. All right. Now back to my evil secret lair where I intend to torture these beasts. All right, I hope I don't get pulled over again.
You have arrived at your destination.
All right, now I gotta drag all these bodies up 17 stories to my evil secret lair where we will start activities.
17 stories later.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have to eat a cheeseburger before I start this torture. I hope they don't wake up before that.
Where are we?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Oh, I'm just gonna eat my french fries.
Sparing is wrong.
Hold on, I'm finishing my french fries, I said.
Okay. Hey, Tucker. I think we got kidnapped.
Listen. Do you want to start an activity?
Yeah.
Please tell me more.
Welcome to my secret lair. Escape the room.
Thank you.
Located in your belly buttons, you will find... 3 keys that I have cut a hole in and sewn into your belly buttons.
Ow!
These keys will unlock a series of locks, as they intend to. Listen, I want to be upfront about this. This is the first time that I have tried this escape the room out. You guys are my guinea pigs. I'm a little nervous. I'm having, a little beginner jitters here.
You, You're gonna great, dude.
Thank you. I think we just have to
I'm just gonna put my belly button against this lock. And Tucker, can you turn me?
Listen, you have to cut the keys out of your belly button.
Clockwise.
The timer starts now. You have 3 minutes to cut the keys out of your belly button and unlock all of the locks on this left wall. They don't unlock anything. You have to put the keys in the locks. And
that one's not even locked all the way.
Shit, hold on. I thought I locked this before, but I guess I didn't. God, I'm so damn incompetent. No, you're not incompetent. You're just new at this.
Combro,
okay,
what are we
going to
do? Can you, like, know. Slow time?
Hello, Mom?
Me?
Mom.
No.
Hello,
I don't
Mom?
Have any
okay.
powers.
Mom, yeah.
Oh, he's talking to his mom.
So, do we have to... Wait, we don't even have any knives or anything to cut ourselves open. No, do we have, these are teeth?
I don't have teeth.
Oh, my God, you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, well... So for me personally, like, my belly button's kind of like a black hole. Like, I can put my whole fist in there, so I don't think I have to. Yeah, I think I could just. You reach in.
I would be honest with you. I didn't have a belly button. I don't know where he put it.
I appreciate that.
Okay, well, maybe they're both in mine. All three of them. Maybe he forgot what he was doing. All
right, let's get in there. All right.
Hey, what are you two doing?
Nothing.
The timer starts now, and if you don't complete it in time, I will. I'm gonna gas you guys.
Okay, Mr. Ice Cream Man?
I'm not an ice cream man, I'm a, Sierra Killer.
Wait, but you gave me ice cream, so by default, yeah. You're an ice cream
I'm
man.
I'm not an ice cream man,
you
I'm
own
an
an ice cream
and an
truck.
Artist.
Yeah, you owned an ice cream
no,
truck and we
no,
ordered ice
no.
cream and you gave us ice cream, so,
shut up.
No.
Listen.
You're an ice cream man, dude. Just, like, don't.
I've set the start at
proud.
The time you have
be
3 minutes.
Proud of it.
3 minutes.
Okay, okay. Well...
Can
hey,
I borrow
ice cream man.
Can I borrow a hairpin and a screwdriver?
No.
Please?
You have 3 minutes. Begins now.
Okay.
Wait,
didn't
I thought
it
started.
Well, now okay, I hit the timer button on my phone, okay? It was a little slow.
Okay.
I was trying to hit it and it wasn't going all the way down through.
Hey, ice cream man.
I'm not a freaking ice cream man. I'm leaving the room and I'm going to watch you guys through my camera.
Goodbye.
God, that guy's so rude.
Yeah, he's really rude. He should learn about manners.
He sounds a lot like the manager at 7-Eleven. But, okay, so, Combro, like, literally, open up my belly button. Like, you can go inside. You can probably live in there if you wanted to, but, like, I bet all three keys are probably just in there. He probably forgot what he was doing. Just, like, see if they're in there.
Listen, I can hear you all right. from my speakers. I didn't okay, forget. Well, I put three keys in each of your belly buttons.
I feel like you should. I was just telling Tucker. I don't even have a belly button. I don't know where you put it on me.
You know what hole I put it in.
Yeah, turn around, brown bro. Maybe I can find it. Okay, I found all three. They're just
you have a minute and 25 seconds left before I put the gas on.
These are all the same key.
No.
Hold on. I just.
Damn it.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it's all just the same key.
Here. Burr, 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 no, burr. I'm coming back in.
Okay, cool.
How did you even get locks that are all the same?
Listen,
it seems harder.
Eat these ice cream treats right now.
Okay.
Oh, I love ice cream.
Yeah, I love ice cream. that was really good. Thank you.
Wait. I think I gave him the one that I was going to eat. Oh, here. Take this one.
Double ice cream.
Damn it. God, I was so close to drugging myself. That would have been awful. Hold on, I'm getting a text. Oh, it's my mom. That's such a cute dog picture. That's a nice new ringtone I have on my phone. Yeah.
Knock, knock, dirtbag.
That's my text message sound.
No, it's me, the officer. I'm outside the door.
Hello, officer.
Hey.
Hey.
I see you've got those kids secured. That's good to see.
How did you find me?
Well, I just saw where the only ice cream truck in town was parked out front of.
Okay.
Which is also an ice cream facility.
That's very fair.
I just wanted to confirm that you had a license to dispense ice cream.
Yep. it's a. Oh, hey. Do you want? I have another ice cream sandwich. Would you like that while I go find my ice cream license?
Sure, but bribery doesn't work on
okay,
me.
Just,
so
just eat it.
I'm gonna take this, but it's not
it's,
a bribe.
It's crazy
okay.
how alike we sound. Also,
I don't think that's crazy at all. I'm gonna eat.
God damn it! I didn't prepare another freaking trap for this guy. Okay. I'm gonna put these head traps. I'm gonna put the head traps on these guys. Put one on you, and one on this little boy, and then what am I gonna put on the officer? I'm gonna put duct tape on the officer and razor blades. Yeah, razor blades really snazz it up. I'm gonna tape razor blades to his face. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Okay. And they said I wasn't that inventive in high school. Yeah, they lied. Okay. All right, put these head traps with a timer. I'm going to set the timer.
Look at this cool mask.
Welcome.
This is pretty cool.
Do you want to start another activity? Don't pay attention to him. He's not part of the activity.
Wow. Oh, maybe there's a knife inside of him.
No,
the key.
He's far
maybe
enough
the key's
away.
Inside of him.
Listen.
What?
You must decide. Hold on, I have a riddle for this one prepared.
Okay.
Patiently awaiting, sir.
Yeah, we're learning about patience today.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was a really cool thing you were talking about, Grumbro. Like,
hold on a second, I need to go.
What was cool?
Oh, I guess that guy just told us, I don't
Is
know.
Is he googling something?
Yeah, he seems busy.
All right. Well, anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah, so, Jumbo, I thought that what you were talking about patience and how it's like a measure of your, you know, respect and understanding, I thought that was a really interesting point. And I always thought of patience as like a way that you got what you want. But after talking to you, like, it seemed way more of like a supportive thing to
okay.
be for yourself
okay.
and others.
I'm back. Listen, in front of you, you will see a whole haystack, a whole room full of haystacks.
Okay, yeah.
And in this haystack, you will have to find a key that's very
Why
small.
Why is it always... Okay.
I guess you could say it will be like finding a needle in a haystack. If you don't find it within
key,
3 minutes, the key, and unlock... The mask that is on your head, it will activate and it will snap down and it'll snap your jaw in half.
Is that what you were Googling?
I wasn't Googling anything. I was not Googling anything.
Okay.
I was checking my email. I have a very important work email that hasn't come through yet. So I was looking that up. I wasn't Googling it.
Is the pile of ice cream boxes the haystack?
I love
There's
ice
haystacks
cream.
Right in front of you. And in this haystack, let me repeat it again.
Okay.
Look at, in front of you, there's a whole... it's a big room. It's a big studio apartment.
I had to turn around. Sorry, the mask makes it hard to see.
And in this room, it's full of hay. And you will have to find one key that will unlock both your masks. But it looks just like a piece of hay. You have 3 minutes to do so.
What?
Or your mask will activate and snap your jaws in half and you will die. Do you want to start the activity?
I guess not. I don't want to die.
I've started the timer. You have 3 minutes to find the key. Now.
He loves 3 minutes.
Hey, Tucker, remind me to talk about consent.
Okay, like right now? Do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, it's important. In a relationship or when doing an activity, you ask somebody if they want to do it. Because otherwise, it's no good. It's very rude. Sometimes it can hurt people's feelings or create a difficult power dynamic from which the relationship will never recover.
You know, that's really interesting. You've really got a lot to say about a lot of things, and that's pretty cool. Like, me and Brad mostly just, like, talk about, well, everything in life and...
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, really cool, but we just never get into the nitty-gritty sometimes.
You have a minute and 25 seconds remaining.
Okay, excuse me. We're talking, sir.
Yeah, you don't have our consent.
Yeah.
To talk
you don't
to
have
us.
Our consent to put these things up. This isn't even attached.
Damn it. I thought I attached them.
Yeah, I'll take mine off too.
No.
Oh, cool. Damn.
Here, eat these ice cream sandwiches.
Do we have to put them on this body?
Eat these ice cream sandwiches right now.
I love okay. ice cream.
You're under arrest. I'm awake now.
I attached razor blades to your head.
Oh, God, they're in my brain.
Well, they're not actually doing anything. I put the razor blades on the tape by accident instead of in you. So the razor blades are just over the tape. So you actually are just fine. You're just duct taped and you can't move. Are you going to say anything? No. All right, he went back to sleep. Oh, Jesus, no. Here, eat this ice cream cake. I haven't even set up the next room yet.
What's up with that guy? Oh, I love ice cream.
I think that guy just tripped and landed on the razor blades you taped on his head and then killed
him. I didn't kill him. I did not kill him. He's not dead.
He was bleeding a lot.
Yeah, that's Cherry Garcia.
I love Cherry Garcia. Is that Cherry Garcia?
Yeah, eat it.
Okay.
All right, I'm setting up the next room now. The last and final room. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! God damn it. Ugh. I have to time this right. Yeah, Mom, nope, sorry. Now's not a good time, Mom.
Man, what's with all this ice cream making us fall asleep?
Welcome.
I just get so full.
To the third and last room. Where nobody makes it out alive.
Oh, what?
Hold on a second. You think it is over, but the games have just begun.
Wait, it's getting late.
There are five fans above you. They are attached to a chain. The fans do not have guard blades. The fans are going to slowly descend down. And you are locked in place. You are taped to the ground. You can't move. The fans are slowly going to come down and get close to you. And when they get close enough to you, they're going to shred your skin up. You hear me? Does that make sense to you guys?
Kind of. How did you build the mechanism that lowers it?
It doesn't matter. I have a guy.
What happens if it fails and it like lowers
too fast?
It's not going
to. Anyway, when I press this button, the chains are slowly going to start lifting up and the fans are going to start coming down. And because you guys are locked in place with duct tape and you can't move, the chains are slowly going to come down. What you guys must do is decide who gets to live and who gets to die.
We should kill that dead guy.
Yeah, he's not an option.
Well, he's already dead.
The rules of our game have been made very clear. You need to abide by those rules.
Are you reading a script?
No. No? Wow, what do I want? This is my creation.
I can see on your phone.
I was making another email. I was emailing my coworker from Monday morning.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
Is that your ice cream guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ice Cream Guy, your fly is unzipped.
Yeah, I want it that way.
Oh, that's unusual. Well, why'd you put it back up if you wanted it that way?
Don't worry about that. Anyway, you guys have 3 minutes to decide which one of you lives and which one of you dies. And if you guys make that decision before 3 minutes, I will stop the fan. And then I will kill the guy that you decide that you want to die. And then I will save the guy that you guys want to save. Does that make sense?
Wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Come, bro.
Yeah.
I'm starting the timer now. 3 minutes started.
Gumbro, I think this ice cream delivery guy might be kind of serious this time. And
The fans are descending slowly, but surely.
No, listen. We get it, man.
Yeah.
Look above you. The fans are coming down.
Yeah. Very slowly. Yeah,
very slowly to build the suspense.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy's insane.
Hurry. Who are you going to choose? The young boy or the Muppet Man?
I mean, I'll just go, Tucker.
Listen, I don't think we have to choose between us. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my soulmate, Brad, he knows I wait outside of 7-Eleven like a sick little puppy dog waiting for him to get out of work. So he's going to get out and 30 seconds and he's going to see that I'm not there. And we've spent so much time sniffing each other's clothes just in case one of us ever gets lost that he'll be able to come find me. So Brad should be here in less than a minute.
Death is a surprise party. Unless, of course, you're already dead on the inside.
No. Oh my God, this ice cream, man. I'm never going to buy ice cream from this man again.
He seems suspicious, yeah. It sounds like you and Brad have a real connection.
I just really think he's going to
save us. 1 minute and 25 seconds left. Who will you choose?
I don't think we have to... you. I choose you, ice cream,
man. That's not an option. You got to choose,
yeah,
or else both of you die.
Listen, I give my consent that you're an option.
I mean, that's not really how consent works, Tucker, but I like where your head's at.
I think it makes sense.
Should we vote?
When faced with death, who should live versus who will live are two entirely separate things.
I think he's reading the script of Saw.
No.
I think he's reading...
How you play the cards you dealt is all that matters.
It's that or Batman.
And once you are
really
in hell,
tell.
Only the devil can help you out.
Everyone who wants the ice cream man to die, blink your eyes really fast because you can't raise your hand.
As you can see, the choice is not so clear when you're face to face with the people whose blood will stain your hands.
Okay, so
live or die, make your choice.
Out of three people, two people blink their eyes really fast. So
you have 30 seconds left, or else I kill both of you.
No, dude, you're
the
gonna
fans.
Die.
The fans are getting ever so close to your face. Do you feel it? Do you feel the breeze before your bloody demise?
I feel a breeze, but I feel like that they're all just at
the
same height.
The power is flickering in and out. No. Oh my God, the power just went out. Shit.
It's Brad. I bet Brad cut the power to the building. He knows. It's got his.
No, hold on. Stay put. Eat this ice cream.
Oh, I love ice cream.
Thank you.
Listen up, dirtbag.
Who are you?
You thought I was dead, but it was really just a lot of ketchup that I hid in my face.
I figured because
and
I didn't
I'm
put
back
any
to bring
razor blades on your face, so I figured you were kind of faking it, but okay.
I had you fooled, dirtbag.
Are you Batman?
Nope. I'm just a regular police officer.
Like Batman?
Like Batman if he abided by any laws at all and wasn't just a vigilante. Listen, I'm going to shoot you now.
No, wait, before you do that. Just understand why I did it.
I don't really care.
I just want to understand. I just want you to understand why I did it.
Fine. Do you have a reason?
Hold on.
Are you reading the script to Saw right now?
No, hold on. Oh, just give me a chance. Just give me a minute. Don't worry, you're sound asleep and can't feel a thing. Oh, no.
All right, well, I'm going to untie the kid and the Muppet.
Congratulations, you're still alive. Most people are so ungrateful to be alive, but not you, not anymore. Hold on, this one's really good. Every day of your working life, you're giving people news that they'll die. Now you will be the cause of death.
Officer, this ice cream guy has been selling us some bad ice cream, and I think you should arrest him.
I didn't do anything. I didn't
do
anything.
Edible.
I'm gonna take this nightstick upside his head real quick.
No. You can't kill me. I'm already dead.
How's that for a sweet treat, jerk?
Tucker down. Hello?
No, I'm just gonna arrest this
guy.
Tucker, are you in there, dude? Brad. I smelled you. I followed your scent, dude. Are you in there, dude? Hello? I'm trying to open the door, dude.
Brad. Thank you so much for coming to save me.
Oh, my God, dude. Tucker, hold on. Oh, it's open the whole time. I'm so sorry, dude. I can be so stupid with that thing, dude.
Yeah, it's a push, not a
pull,
dude.
Oh, my God. Like, sometimes I, like, fuck that. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I frick that up in public, dude. And it's like, oh, my God. I should, like, just go kill myself, dude, because it's, like, so embarrassing.
Do you remember that time we, like, were going into that store and it had that revolving door, but you and me were opposite sides. We were pushing in the same direction, but we couldn't, like, opposite each other. We were stuck there for, like, a day.
What?
And people, that was, like, so stupid.
That was, like, so crazy. But, what's up,
doors are hard.
Doors are so freaking hard, man. I, like, tell you.
So,
What's up, dude?
I was like missing you, so like dude, I went to St. James Street and I found Grumpo.
I'm Grumpo. Like,
oh, what's up, Combo? Yeah. Dude.
No, give me five, big man.
Oh, you're a little taped up there, huh? Oh, okay. Well, you just broke that tape right in front of me. You're really strong,
he's so
man.
Strong.
So strong.
I'm
dude.
Sweaty too.
Nice, dude. What's up, guys? You like want to go get some ice cream or something?
No.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because we just got some mocha choca latte yayas from this dude, and then he he brought us into this house, and I don't know, it was a little different.
Yeah,
but
man.
He kept giving us ice cream, so I think he's a friend.
It's like
we
really
did activities.
Crazy. It's like super.
Yeah, we
weird.
Did activities.
Nice, dude. Yeah. I wish I could have been a part of activities.
Yeah, I think we just did like a couple escape rooms. It was fun. Nice. Like I think we got to take pictures now of like, don't they do that? You hold up a sign that says like,
I did it, dude.
Escape the room.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Like what's that? Who's that dude on the floor right now? He looks like he's drooling a little bit.
I don't. Is it the ice cream guy?
Yeah.
Well, the ice cream guy just got taken away by the officer.
Oh, dude, there's like a weird body over there.
Why is
Wait,
it
was that
vibrating
body there
like
the
that?
Whole time?
Damn. Weird.
I guess it was.
Huh.
I guess he's a John Doe.
Doe, like Homer Simpson.
Doe.
Anyway,
it
dude.
Looks like...
Doe. Right?
Doe. Anyway, dude's like, I'm super tired after my shift, so like, let's go get some food and like hang out and stuff.
Yeah, okay. We should go get some ice cream.
You know what? Ice cream sounds really good.
Hey, Combro, do you want to like be a part of me and Brad's posse? Like, is that? Are you interested in that?
Well, all my friends are dead except for Big Jerry, the Trash Lord. And
nice. Dude.
Can I be real with you guys for a second?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't stand Big Jerry.
Nice, dude. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude. Let's blow this popsicle
stand. Let's roll.
Woo!
Yeah.
Suck it, everyone. Woo!
You think it's over because I'm dead, but the games have only just begun.
What?
The ice cream man's weird, dude.
Yeah. All right, I thought he got taken away. Is that him on the ground? I'm just going to go. Let's leave.
Let's go get some ice cream.
Click.